30 years ago, Raul Izaguirre, Raul Izaguirre took the helm of the National Council of La Raza, then a fledgling civil rights outfit struggling for money. At that point, the notion of a unified Hispanic community was still new and controversial. How could one organization represent so many disparate voices? But the idea worked. Under his watch, the National Council grew to become the leading voice in Washington, D.C. for the Hispanic community. Mr. Izaguirre took a number of risks during his tenure. He abandoned the council's federal funding in the 1980s, and he frequently took aim at presidential administrations, Republicans and Democrats alike. Today, Mr. Izaguirre announced he will step down from his post at the National Council by the end of this year. He joins us from NPR's bureau in New York City. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Joe.
So it's 30 years. Why is it time to retire?
Well, it's time to move on. It's time to have new leadership, and I want to be around to help the new leadership, and I want to leave before I'm pushed out, I guess.
Okay, well, that's always a smart move.
No, but I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, and I think it's time for a new vision and new leadership, and it's just the right time.
Take us back, if you could, to the 1970s when you became active within the Hispanic community. There have been enormous changes. What strikes you as the most important? Is it just numbers or is it political activism? What's changed?
Well, actually, I started being in the movement in the 50s, but talking about the 70s, what's different now than then is that a number of things. Number one, there's a consciousness. I mean, there was little mention of a Hispanic Latino community in the 70s. There was some reference to Puerto Ricans in New York, some mention of Cubans in Miami, and some mention of Mexican Americans in the Southwest. But the linkages between them and the commonality that we had in terms of education and jobs and discrimination wasn't perceived. Also, we just weren't much of a concern when public policy was made. We were always an afterthought, a footnote. Now I think we're more at the center of public policy. And we didn't have an institution like the National Council of La Raza, and that's a theme that I come back to over and over again. We just don't have 110 Hispanic colleges and universities. We don't have the equivalent of the black churches that are important institutions in our community, in the black community, but they're not existent in our community. And so having a voice, a unified voice, with a constituency, with resources, with legitimacy, that's an important change.
We're talking with Raul Izaguirre, the now outgoing president of the National Council of La Raza. And if you have a question for Mr. Izaguirre, give us a call. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And tell us a little bit about the term La Raza, which some considered controversial. How does that term embody the goals of the organization that you've been working toward?
It embodies a vision of our community. The term, the real term, is actually La Raza Cosmica, literally translated into the cosmic people. It was a term originated back in the 1800s by a philosopher in Mexico, and his vision was that Latinos in the New World are an amalgamation of Europeans, of Africans, of Native Americans. We're Christian and we're Jew, we're black and we're white, and we value that diversity, and we claim that inheritance of over the years, and so we're proud of that diversity and the unifying experience that we've had in this country, and that's what we want to build on.
Okay. You mentioned that at the top, both parties now court the Hispanic vote. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means that we are now a target, that we're now viewed as a consumer group, an important consumer group, and I mean that in both the sense of a voting, there's a search for our dollars and a search for our votes. Unfortunately, the attention too often is one of marketing to our community with slick advertising and feel-good comments, and what we're trying to do is to change the paradigm and say let's not talk about eating tamales and piñatas and hitting piñatas. Let's talk about substantive issues. We're the most undereducated minority in this country. There's evidence to suggest that we're the most discriminated minority in employment. We're certainly the most segregated minority in public schools. So we got a lot of serious problems that we need to talk about.
We're talking with Raul Izaguirre, and we'd like to take your calls. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And first, we have another Raul on the line. Raul from upstate New York, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Yo quiero decir, Raul, mucho gusto y te bendiga Dios for all of the work that you've done for nuestra gente. And I think it's really, really important that people really recognize what you've done. You've taken people like myself, families that have come from, you know, from all over the United States, from all over Latin America, from Mexico and from other places, and you've really begun to put and make people understand the heritage of this country is not only Anglo, it's also Hispanic. My dad's family, ellos son de Nuevo México, you know, they've been there since 1598. So this is not just an Anglo country, and I think you're one of the people that's really allowed people to understand that, and that, you know, we're a force to be reckoned with. And not only that, if you allow us to do stuff, we will succeed porque nosotros tenemos ganas. And that is the thing that has always led this country. We are people that have always worked, fought, and bled for this country. More Latinos hold the Congressional Medal of Honor than any other ethnic group. I'm very proud of who I am, but Raul, yo quiero decir, I'm really, really proud of what you've done.
Raul, thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you,
compa.
Okay.
In Spanish, you refer to somebody who has your same name as you do, as a tocayo. So, tocayo, thank you for those comments. Can I just pick up on one
please.
Theme that very generous remarks made by my tocayo. He talked about the fact that we succeed well, and you know that's a statistical fact. McDonald's franchises, General Motors franchises. Every time that we're given an opportunity to in business, just to segment the conversation for a minute, we do better than anybody else. So it's always a mystery to me why we're not given the opportunity because the record is very clear. When we do have an opportunity to succeed, we do fabulously.
You know, actually, his call, Raul's call, reminded me also. You know, there is the case that There's an interesting mismatch about what people know about the Latino contribution, even to the development of things in this country. And I'm thinking particularly about the development of the American West. Because so much of the text of the history of the West was written in English, people don't think about the Latino and Mexican and other Hispanic contributions. Is it the language primarily, do you think, that has prevented people from understanding just how big a role Hispanics and Spanish-speaking people have played in the development of this country?
No, I think it's more than that. There's a phenomena that occurs every time there's conquest. When we conquered the Philippines, we systematically went and tried to wipe out the Spanish influence. When the Spaniards came to Mexico and conquered the Aztecs, they systematically went about trying to wipe out everything that was Aztec. I mean, there's a recurring phenomena. And so when you have a large part of your country that was conquered and there's a native people there, you go out of your way to demonize, to demean their culture, their contributions. And, you know, I was just reading by my hometown and how it anglicized its name, when in fact it was a land grant to some of my ancestors, and we don't get to name our own land that we developed. It's a continuing phenomenon. But a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the terms about the West, Southwest, are in fact Spanish terms. Rodeo is rodeo. Mm-hmm. Lariat is la riata. Mm-hmm. These are Spanish words that we don't think of as Spanish words.
Right. We only have about a minute left. What do you think is the most important issue facing Hispanics right now?
Well, in programmatic terms, is education. We're the most uneducated minority. The gap is not closing. Too few of our kids are going to college. We spend $1,000 on average less on Latino kids than we do on other kids. We don't have a sense of the importance of language and cognitive development. There's some very, very serious problems, and regrettably, the federal government and local and state governments are not paying enough attention to the problem. And by the way, we're the largest minority. We have been the largest minority in public schools in our future, in very economic, in grossly economic terms. And and as well as in terms of national security. It really depends on whether we educate this cohort of youths.
Okay, that's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us today. Raul Izaguirre is the president, outgoing president and CEO of the National Council of La Raza. He joined us from NPR's bureau in New York City. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.